You are now tuned in to the Uncle Tom Show.
Light nigga, dark nigga, faux nigga, real nigga, rich nigga, poor nigga, house nigga, feel nigga, still nigga.
We're all niggas to them. So why do field niggas hate house niggas so much? I'll tell you why. Because field niggas secretly want to be house niggas.
Really, nigga?
What up, ladies and gentlemen? You are tuned in to the Uncle Tom Show. I'm your resident house negro, Dusty Angel. Thank you for joining the show, telling a friend, hashtag Uncle Tom Show on any social media. Uncle Tom Show on the TuneIn app, Stitcher, Podomatic, wherever fine podcasts can be heard. I'm probably one of the only people who are proud, happy to be a house nigga, to be called a house nigga. We're all niggas, right? Isn't that what you victims are always out there saying? We're all niggas. We all had the same color. We all niggas. Okay, so I'd rather be a house nigga. I'd much rather be a house nigga. I don't do good in the sun. I don't do well in the sun. I go outside for 5 minutes and my top of my head starts burning. Not a good look. I would not be a good field nigga. I know what I'm good at, and I am a house nigga. Proud house nigga. But Dusty, why are you so proud to be a house nigga? Because you're proud to be a field nigga, so shit, I'm gonna be proud to be a house nigga. But where did this battle start? This house nigga versus field nigga thing. Where did this start, gang? Huh? Give you a little history lesson tonight. You know I like to dabble in my history. You're gonna get a real history lesson tonight. The shit that they don't teach you in school. The shit that they didn't teach you in elementary.
Who the hell cares?
See, hundreds of years ago, I'm gonna get back into the field nigga versus house nigga thing. Hundreds of years ago, what, 10 million black slaves, Africans, were brought to this country against our will. Yep, 10 million of us were brought to this country, and we didn't have a say. Next thing we knew, we're on a bumpy-ass boat in plank position, stacked on top of each other, headed to the good old United States of America. Because in the United States, gang, the new settlers, they had a bunch of crops and shit. They had a lot of crops, and these crops required a lot of labor. A lot of labor that they just couldn't keep up with. The average, you know, white person that was here, it was too much for them. So, they got with the Europeans. They got with the Europeans and they said, you know what? Talk to some of them African kings down there in Africa. And get us some of them slaves that they've been selling to Middle Eastern countries for the past hundreds of years. That's right, gang. Black people were selling other black people in Africa hundreds of years before one black person even stepped foot in this country. Where's my drink? Ah, there it is. That's right, kids. They were selling their own kind to Arab nations for a very long time before They even set foot in America. And see, this is what they did. The African tribe leaders, you know, there were shitloads of tribes down there in Africa. And the African tribe leaders would take other tribe members and bring them in as prisoners. And then they would sell those prisoners to Europeans. And then the Europeans would bring them over to America. Europeans meaning white people. Catch up, people. Catch up. Yeah. So that's how 10 million of us, whew, God, it's been 10 million, huh? Got over here. Do we even have 10 million people, black people in America right now? I have no idea. Somebody check the statistics. I don't know. But they traded us for goods, guns, manufactured weapons, and rum. That's right, gang. Rum. Yeah, they traded their prisoners, their black prisoners, for rum. So they can get faded, son. They needed to get faded, son. So let me get rid of this other tribe king that we captured, this other black tribe king, African tribe king that I captured, let me sell him to the white man. That's right. And that is why we are sitting right here where we are. And I gotta say, first off, thank you. Thank you. I'd much rather be here. Look, I know I'm about 200 years removed from it, but white people in 1800s or 1700s, thank you for bringing my ancestors over here. Because, see, I wouldn't want to grow up in Africa. I'm just keeping it real. Like, I'm sure there's beautiful parts of Africa. Come on, don't get me wrong. Of course there is. There's beautiful parts all over the country. But out of all the continents on the planet, I think Africa would be last that I'd want to visit. Yeah, I think I'd rather explore Antarctica. Yeah, I do Antarctica over Africa. Yeah, I think I would much rather say, nigga, I went to Antarctica than Africa. Come on, a lot of people go to Africa. Nigga, but not a lot of niggas go to Antarctica. And see, I wouldn't even land. I would just fly over and be like, oh, shit, we here? Cool. And then we out in like 5 minutes, nigga, because I do not do good with the cold. But I'd much rather spend 5 minutes in Antarctica flying over that motherfucker in a jet plane going 500 miles an hour than I would spending 2 weeks in Africa. Just putting it out there. I'm sure Africa's a beautiful place. I'm sure there are beautiful parts, but you got to get off fucking kind of shots and shit and malaria and all this shit. No, I'm cool, man. I barely go to fucking Tijuana because you can't drink water. Nah, I'm cool. But thank you for bringing us to this fine country.
Can we get a motherfucking moment of silence for this small country?
Fuck anybody I might alarm. Life is a tour, I sit and ride along, taking some notes and then I write the songs. I'm staring down the road, my life is gone. Is this where I belong? Is it wrong to not believe in right and wrong? My mental state is fucking me up, and I cried upon while asking you for some answers, but we don't have that type of bond. Now my desire's gone, with the way that I've been living lately. If I died right now, you turn the fire on. Sick of this bullshit, niggas call me a sellout, cause I hopped to Christianity so strongly then I fell out. Now I'm avoiding questions like a scared dog with his tail down, feeling so damn humiliated cause they looking at me like I'm hellbound. What story should I tell now? I'll just expose the truth. I'm so close to the fucking edge, I should be close to you. But who the fuck are you? You never show the proof. And I'm only fucking human, yo, what am I supposed to do? There's way too many different religions with vivid descriptions, begging all fucking men and women to listen. I can't even beat my dick without getting convicted. These ain't wicked decisions, I got different intentions. I've been itching to get it, I've been giving assistance, but the whole fucking system is twisted. Now I'm dealing with this backlash because Marcus isn't a Christian, and I've been told that my sinful life is an addiction. But I can't buy it, it's just it's too hard to stand beside it. I need an answer, humans can't provide it. I look at the earth, the sun, and I can tell a genius man designed it. It's truly mind-blowing, I can't deny it. Is heaven real? Is it fake? Is it really how I fantasize it? Where's the Holy Ghost at? How long does it take a man to find it? My mind's a non-stop tape playing and I can't rewind it. You gave me the Bible and expect me not to analyze it? I'm frustrated and you provoked it. I'm not reading that motherfucking book because the human wrote it. I have a fucking brain, you should know it. You gave it to me to think to avoid every useless moment. It was a mission that I had to abort, cause humans be lying, we're such an inaccurate source. It's gonna be hard to put me back on the course. Next Jehovah's Witness to come on my porch, I swear I'm slamming the door. A lot of folks believe it though, but I'm not surprised. Humans are fucking dumb, still thinking that Pac's alive. I ain't trying to take your legacy and torture down, I'm just saying, I ain't heard shit from the horse's mouth. Just sheep always telling stories of older guys who were notarized by you and you finally vocalized. Now I'm supposed to bow my head and close my eyes and somehow let the Holy Ghost arise? Sounds like a fucking poltergeist. Show yourself and the boom is done. Every rumor's gone, I no longer doubt the shit, you're the one. I'll admit that my sinful ways were stupid fun, and all my old habits can hop on top of a roof to plunge. I donate to a charity that could use the funds. Fuck the club instead of bitches, I'd hang with a group of nuns. And everyone I ran into would know what I came to do. I wouldn't take a step unless it was in the name of you. I hate the fact that I have to believe you haven't been chatting with me like you did Adam and Eve. And I ain't seen no fucking talking snake unravel from trees with an apple to eat. That shit never happens to me. I don't know if you do or don't exist. It's driving me crazy, send your condolences. This is me reaching to you, so don't forget. If hell is truly a pit of fire and I get thrown in it, I'ma probably regret the fact that I ever wrote this shit. My gut feeling says it's all fake. I hate to say it, but fuck it, shit, I done lost faith. This isn't a small phase, my perspectives all change. My thoughts just keep picking shit apart all day. And in my mind, I make perfect sense. If you aren't real, then all my prayers aren't worth a cent. That will mean that I can just make up what my purpose is. And I can sit in church and just say fuck in the services. Man, what if Jesus was a facade? Then that would mean the government's God. I feel like they've been brainwashing us with a lot, so much that we don't even notice that we're stuck in the box. Man, everything is what if. Why is it always what if? Planet Earth, what if? The universe, what if? My sacrifice, what if? My afterlife, what if? Every fucking thing that deals with you is fucking suspect. I'm fucking done. I'm fucking done. This is my fucking life and I'm living it. I'm having fun. If you really care for me, prove that I need to live carefully. But I'll be damned if I put my own pleasure aside for an afterlife that isn't even guaranteed. We are you, and you're us. Stop playing games. My life's all I got, and heaven is all in my brain. And when I feel I'm in hell, my ideas that will get me through pain. Do as you please, and I just do me. I'm a human, I'll stay in my lane. Ill mind.
Us, mind, power. Live life, mind, power. It's us, mind, power. Live life, mind, power.
To understand this, you have to go back to what young brother here referred to as the house Negro and the field Negro. Back during slavery, there was two kinds of slaves. There was the house Negro and the field Negro. The house Negro, they lived in the house with master. They dressed pretty good. They ate good because they ate his food, what he left. They lived in the attic or the basement, but still they lived near their master. And they loved their master more than the master loved himself. They would give their life to save their master's house quicker than the master would. The house Negro, if the master said, we got a good house here, the house Negro said, yeah, we got a good house here. Whenever the master said we, he said we. That's how you can tell a house Negro. If the master's house caught on fire, the house Negro would fight harder to put the blaze out than the master would. If the master got sick, the house Negro would say, what's the matter, boss? We sick. We sick. He identified himself with his master more than his master identified with himself. And if you came to the house Negro and said, let's run away,
Let's escape. Let's separate. That house Negro would look at you and say, man, you crazy. What you mean separate? Where is there a better house than this? Where can I wear better clothes than this? Where can I eat better food than this? That was that house Negro. In those days, he was called a house nigger. And that's what we call him today, because we still got some house niggers running around here.
There's always been this this thing in the black community where if you talk proper, if you go to school, if you try to advance in life, you're automatically seen as an Uncle Tom. You're automatically seen as a house nigga. Yeah, please explain that one to me. Asians don't do that, do they? Huh? You never hear a Japanese crowd sitting around. Ho ho. Oh, you go to school? Ho ho. You a Hausa Asian. Oh ho. You a Hausa Asian. Oh. No, nigga, they encourage education. Other groups encourage education. But for some reason, black people, and it's in the Latino community a lot also. I hear that in the Latino community. If you speak proper, you're seen as a sellout. A house nigga. Well, I'll tell you what, field niggas. Being a quote house nigga got me a nice house, nigga. While you're still sitting in your one bedroom, roach infested, gang infested apartment of a neighborhood, and you're still making $11 an hour. Because, see, you have that stupid mentality, that field nigga mentality. Just because I'm a house nigga, and when first of all, I don't call myself nigga, but for this topic tonight, I'm a nigga because according to all the victims out there, black people, according to all the black victims out there, we're all niggas, and I get called a house nigga all the time, so that's what I'm rolling with right now. I'm a house nigga, and I'm proud of it. But see, I'm not one of these house niggas that's just biding time, sit hanging out with the master. No, see, I'm studying everything they are doing. And by they, I mean the master. The white man, the man, whatever you guys want to call it. I'm studying everything they're doing. I'm studying when the white man goes to sleep. When he wakes up, when he goes to work. I'm studying all this so that one day, I can come and rescue all you field niggas with all this knowledge that I got. I'm not a bad guy. Don't hate on the house, nigga. I'm trying to fucking help you. I'm trying to take us to the promised land. I'm studying everything the master's doing so I can be one step ahead of him. And I could bring you along with me if you would only follow. But most of you niggas are too ignorant to follow, so you ain't gonna follow shit. And that's why you're sitting in that roach-infested apartment right now in South Central Los Angeles. Field nigga versus house nigga. Why do field niggas hate house niggas? Where's my drink at? Let's go back to the beginning when there was a such thing as a field nigga and a house nigga, like in real time, when motherfuckers were getting whipped and doing shit against their will. Not the modern day field nigga and house nigga. Stop it. You're a field nigga boy because you work at McDonald's and you can't advance it. No, nigga, shut up. See, back then, the house nigga ate what the master ate. The field nigga ate all the leftovers. All the pig feet. All of the guts that we call chitlins. Yeah. All the leftover crab legs and lobster legs and fish and shit like that. Then they threw it into a stew. Now they call it gumbo nowadays. Oh, that's right, gang. We still eat slave food to this day. And I've told you before, I love me some slave food. Yeah, gumbo, jambalaya, all that shit. It's just whatever the master had left over, they just throwed it in a big-ass pile. They cooked it for a little while. And they called it dinner. Now we call it gumbo. And jambalaya. Oh, I love. Oh. I'm so hungry right now just thinking of that shit. So yeah, the house nigga, he ate what the master ate. Field nigga ate all the leftovers and whatever was left over. So they're seeing the house nigga eating good. Well, they're eating all the bullshit. So that right there created a little resentment. The house nigga. The house nigga slept inside the house, albeit in a basement or an attic, but he slept inside. Meanwhile, the field nigga was sleeping in the barn next to the cows, goats, and pigs. So that created a bunch of resentment. But I guarantee most of those field niggas back then would have loved to be inside on that hard-ass attic floor. I know that was 10 steps up from sleeping next to a hog. Yeah. I don't mean the average wife out there.
Blue jeans, Air Ones, and a white tee. 06 hanging out the window like ye. High feet on one, awful bottle might be my tree. Smoking Agent Orange, high C. Back when me and Marty was recording at my mom's. Most of y'all were chasing around bops. I was in the lab, only hoping that my job never would be based around mops. Now I'm on, yeah, she know, love me cause my ego. Girls and the drugs, always follow us where we go. Hey, where the bay at? Shouts out to J-Ann. Looking for the party girls, let me know where they at. Skinny rich girls, always asking where the yay at. Throw a house party like, cool, where you stay at? Turn upside down, let her twerk on the wall. Took her to the bathroom and did work in the stall, yeah.
They used to tell me I couldn't.
It ain't funny what I've been through. Your enemy can be some kin to
that's
you.
That's right.
I started off hella broke. Hung around people that's older than me, took notes. Mama worked 3 jobs on the weekends. Used to help her wash the walls at Mare Island. And relay on naval houses. Having a roof over my head was my allowance. The oldest of 4, young adult. Surrounded by grief, big dreams and hope. They hate it and they doubt. How did you take it? Took it with a grain of salt. Huh. I wanted it badly, they couldn't stop me, indie. Hey, label wanted to sign.
Who you grew up on?
Grew up on Short and Freddie B.
Who else?
and cavity.
They used to tell me I couldn't go too far alone. Oh, 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 no. They used to always say I couldn't go too far alone. Oh, but now I'm here, bitch.
From the BART train to a tour bus, still the same game except I'm pulling more sluts, more butts, more bucks, never giving more fucks. Did it my way, I'm never taking shortcuts. Raised in a town like, fool, who put you up on, huh? E40 Mac Dre is who I grew up on. I've been selling game, got you if you need a cue up on. You can check my resume, see every beat I throw up on. Smoking on grapes, rolling up swishers, no papes. Back of the ghost, closed drapes, I'm a boss tycoon. Girls in the crowd all swoon. Super high, I'm off to the moon. And I vanish with your girl, then I take her to my room. She wants me to slay, okay, that means doom, boom. And it's to be expected, knew this would happen as soon as she texted.
They used to tell me I couldn't go too far alone. Oh, oh, no. They used to always say I couldn't go too far alone. Oh, but now I'm here, bitch.
The house nigga dressed nice, the white man actually dressed the house nigga up nice. Dressed him up nice because when he had company over, the house nigga had to be look nice also. He couldn't have some raggedy ass nigga just walking around his house. So the house nigga dressed nice, like literally in suits and top hat and shit. While the field nigga was wearing potato sacks and whatever piece of material they could piece together that the white man threw away after he made the good garments. No shoes, the average slave didn't have shoes. But the house nigga, he had nice clothes, nice shoes. Because when those other white people around the neighborhood came over and they had their balls or whatever they called them back then, their get-togethers, their clan meetings, I don't know, whatever. The nigga had to look good. Had to speak proper. Now see here, nigga, you gonna speak proper. They taught them how to speak proper. While field niggas were literally risking death to learn how to read, because if you got caught educating yourself, they'd kill you. Goodbye. They don't want no educated field niggas running around here. No. So you can take over me one day? That's right, kiddos. But the house nigga was edumacated. Oh yeah. He got to read all the same books that the white man got to read. Oh yeah. Good times. Well, not really, but you know what I mean. It was much better being a house nigga than was being a field nigga. Let's keep it 1,000, alright? House niggas bathed regularly. Regularly. That's right, they did. And regularly by those standards back in the day, because they didn't shower every day like you and I do. Now, they were literally showering like once or twice a month or some crazy shit like that. Look it up, like real talk. They didn't shower. Like showering was like a once or twice every once in a while thing. They weren't just fucking showering every night. Oh, no. Could you imagine how those pussies smelled? Could you imagine how they smelled? Ooh. Yuck. I mean, my wife trips out if she goes to work out and she comes home and she's jumping in the shower right away. I try to lick her down there. She's like, no, don't, no, I'm nasty down there. Me, I'm a dirty motherfucker. So I'm like, shit, come on, baby, stop being, you know what I'm saying? She won't even let me lick her after going to work out for 45 minutes. These bitches back then were going 25, 30 days without taking a shower. Ew. That's nasty. Yeah, they were, man. They sure were. Yeah, what a trip. And sadly, a lot of those house niggas had to, they had to service the slave master's wife while the slave master went to town to get, to get the cattle and all of that or whatever they did back then. You know, sometime the slave master's wife was a little horny and she was like, excuse me, Mr. Slave. Yeah, I need you to service me. And then she'd lift up her long dress and then her hairy ass vagina would be right there. And then she would point to her vagina and she'd point to the slave and the slave would like, God damn, again. Oh, and then he'd go in and he'd smell it 80 feet away. He's just like a dog knowing that he's walking to his death and he would have to eat that smelly, musky clam that hasn't been washed in 25 days. Ooh, I don't know, man. I might have to rethink this house nigga thing. I might have to rethink this house nigga thing, guys. Ugh. Yeah, I don't know if I'm gonna eat pussy that hasn't been washed in 25 days. Cause look at me, I'm light as fuck. I'm a light skinned nigga, so I'm perfect for the job. I'm perfect. Man, oh, I'd be, ugh. Could you imagine what the average house nigga's breath smelled like after eating that disgusting beaver? Yeah, not my cup of tea, gang. Not my cup of tea at all. Yeah, that kind of got my stomach sick, so I'm probably gonna call it a show. Whew. Whew, sorry. Yeah, just thinking of the smell of that, and see, because you new kids don't know about the hair smell. Like, when I was coming up, you know, girls had hair, so it was a different smell than a clean-shaven girl. It was still good, like, but when you have sex with a girl with hair, like, at the end of the fuck session, the room smells like you were cooking carne asada in there. Because the hair and your friction and your hair and her hair and they're rubbing together and it's mixing with the sweat and the wetness and this and that. So, there was a certain smell. Yeah. But you new school bitches who shave your shit with no hair and all that. No smell after. Not much going on. Nope. But yes, all in all, if you learned anything from tonight, black people in general, please, I think the most important thing I said tonight is let's not bring each other down just because we decide to talk proper. Just because we don't want to talk like, y'all, hey, yo, man, what's up, nigga? Oh, shit, man, yeah, you know what I'm saying? Because, see, the average nigga that talks like that, I guarantee, does not make more than $13 an hour. Okay, gang? Speak proper English. If you have black kids, don't fucking speak Ebonics. Ebonics is out. They gave us Ebonics back in like 1996, and I was young then, and I knew that was some bullshit. Ebonics, really? You're giving us Ebonics? You're putting Ebonics on us? What, because we're too stupid to keep up? That's what they think of you. Knock it off, black people. Speak proper. Speak like you do when you walk into the courtroom. Speak like you do when the police pulls you over. Talk proper. It takes you far in life. And if you are one of these black people like myself who grew up hearing all this shit, oh, you Uncle Tom, you sell out, oh, just keep doing what you're doing, and I promise it will lead most likely to a successful life. You guys have a safe night out there. I love you all. Thank you so much. Hashtag Uncle Tom Show across all social medias. Uncle Tom Show on iTunes, SoundCloud, Stitcher, Podomatic, wherever fine podcasts can be heard. Definitely on the TuneIn app. Please check me out on the TuneIn app. And please check me out on YouTube. My YouTube numbers suck. I really need you guys to go to YouTube right now and subscribe to me. I promise I will give you great material that will keep you entertained. Much better than most of the bullshit you're hearing out there right now on TV and or radio. I love you all. Be safe. And remember, the truth doesn't care about your feelings. Uncle Tom Show.
It's just a sympathy song. Maybe you're wrong. Maybe it's the type of song to make you put on a thong. Maybe shake your little booty, then a bomb blows up. 58 dead bomb in the back of the truck is what I'm reading in the headlines in the direct TV. The music that I make is what makes me feel free. I can be anybody, I can say anything. Travel all the way to Saturn, orbit the rings. Gotta be back before spring. My brother's getting out of jail. We're gonna make an album, and I know it's gonna sell. Everybody's gotta have a dream. Cash rules everything around me. Cringe.
Life is a mamacita. I'm glad to meet ya. She got foreign features. Foreign features. Life is a mamacita. I'm glad to meet ya. She got foreign features.
Sun in my vision, wind blowing on my skin. My senses on overload, I can feel it ready to win. But begin with the prayer, I toss it up to the sky. I'm a pretty chill dude, but not a wonderful guy. Like O'Leary, the query came back with a match. 10 clones of myself, I'm the quarterback. The facilitator, playmaker, ain't nobody greater. I gotta get the word out, nigga, fuck the haters. They wanna stop me in my tracks, my lyrics are dope. I'm moving forward with my actions, they depending on hope. Slippery slope, be careful. Careful, I don't want you to fall. If you feel you lose your balance, nigga, pass the ball. Ain't gotta do it all alone, he lives in your soul. Threw the dice out of my hand, it's your turn to roll. Ain't no telling what the past or the future will bring. Yesterday and tomorrow, I continue to sing.
Life is a mamacita, I'm glad to meet ya. She got foreign features. Foreign features. Life is a mamacita, I'm glad to meet ya. She got foreign features.
Living a life that's like a dream, I'm a seat that never wake up. Rapid eye movement, coffee in the cup. Late night vaping, secrets I never tell. I got that bomb in that liquor, she breaking out of her shell. What the hell? She don't even smell the skunk. Body starting to decompose, got the remains in the trunk. Put the key in the ignition, start the car and drive. Got you living on the edge, you like it feeling alive. No looking back, she got a taste and she enjoys the thrill. Now every day I gotta share, she love the way that it feels. Keep her excited, she natural disaster would strike. Doing 100 on the freeway, Kawasaki the bike. Now come on.
Life is a mamacita, I'm glad to meet ya. She got foreign features. Foreign features. Life is a mamacita, I'm glad to meet ya. She got foreign features. Foreign features.